Internet etiquette. Proper use of third-party social media sites. There are hundreds of providers of social media services with which real estate agents may participate. The purpose of this policy is to provide guidelines intended to provide both agents and the brokerage with legal liability risk management and to protect the brokerage's reputation and goodwill in the community. The scope of this policy is intended to relate to the use of social media in connection with the real estate business. Agents are required to read and be familiar with the policies and requirements of any site on which they participate and to comply with the requirements of that site. In particular, agents should know the privacy practices and policies of the sites. Where options are provided, the agent may select an option that provides a level of protection to users of agent's social media site, consistent with the level of protection afforded by the brokerage at the brokerage's website. Agents should remain aware that items posted on social media sites may be forwarded or used for purposes other than originally intended. Agents should be aware of this when making decisions as to what to include on their social media sites. The following are ideas that agents should consider when posting to any social media website, as they are managing risk and keeping their careers and reputations on the highest professional level. Posting of professional contacts/qualifications, for example, LinkedIn. Bullet agent is responsible for assuring that any listing of qualifications, credentials, or training contained on the site is current, accurate, and not misleading. Bullet. Any changes to the foregoing shall be promptly revised on the site. Bullet agent shall not falsely claim association with any person or group. Bullet, notwithstanding any provision herein, agent remains responsible for complying with the license laws and regulations governing the conduct of licensees and all applicable local, state, and federal laws. Bullet agent is responsible for assuring that the content conforms to the standards established in the Code of Ethics. Posting of text, for example, Facebook, Twitter. Bullet, all text shall be the agent's own and not plagiarized or copied from another party without that party's permission. This shall not prohibit the use of reasonable quotations from the writings of others or writing for which the agent has received permission to use, or using writings consistent with the practices of the site. For example, retweeting. No content which infringes the rights of any third party may be used. Bullet agent may/may not write regarding the listings of other licensees within the brokerage. Bullet agent may/may not write regarding the listings of other brokerages. Bullet agent shall assure that writings do not contain unauthorized disclosures of confidential information of clients, customers, or realtor. Bullet agent is responsible for assuring that the use of the site is consistent with the Code of Ethics, local, state, and federal laws, and all applicable real estate license laws and regulations, including where necessary identifying agent. Posting of comments to social media pages of others. Bullet. Any statement regarding the brokerage shall clearly disclose the agent's relationship to the brokerage. Bullet. The agent shall disclose his or her status as a real estate professional as a part of any real estate-related statement. Bullet, agent may/may not accept compensation for placing a comment on a site. Bullet, agent is responsible for assuring that the use of the site is consistent with the Code of Ethics, local, state, and federal laws, and all applicable real estate license laws and regulations, including where necessary identifying agent. Posting of photos, Instagram. Bullet agent is responsible for assuring that the agent is authorized to use any photo posted to the site. To avoid copyright issues, bullet agent shall secure permission to post for marketing purposes the image of another person on the site. Bullet agent is responsible for assuring that the use of the site is consistent with the Code of Ethics, local, state, and federal laws, and all applicable real estate license laws and regulations, including where necessary identifying agent. Posting of audio/video, YouTube. Bullet agent is responsible for assuring that that agent is authorized to use any audio/video posted to the site. To avoid copyright issues, Bullet agent shall secure permission to post for marketing purposes the image of another person on the site. Bullet. If an image has been altered in any way by agent, the fact that the image is altered shall be disclosed. Bullet agent is responsible for assuring that the use of the site is consistent with the code of ethics and all applicable real estate license laws and regulations, including where necessary identifying agent. Email etiquette. Let's start with the basics of email. There must be a subject line that demonstrates the core meaning of your email message. There should always be a greeting, as with any mail correspondence. That is just good manners. The closing should not make you sound terse or annoyed. Be sure you address the note with the same formality as you would in personal or business communication, such as Dear Ms. Santa Maria or Dear Rita. Always verify the correct spelling of the person's name and spelling within the body of the note. Read your email out loud before clicking Send to check the tone of your message. Choose words that reflect your meaning and try not to be abrupt. Using all capital letters gives the recipient the feeling you are screaming at them. Bolding your words show you are emphasizing a point and being emphatic. Using all lowercase sounds like you are mumbling. Do not abbreviate words like to for two, or you with you. You are giving a first impression of yourself over the electronic mail delivery system, and abbreviations give your associates and clients the impression you are in a hurry, disorganized, or uneducated. The use of and demonstrate too much emotion in an email unless it is a personal email. If the intention is not to have a personally charged tone in your email, walk away from the computer, cell phone, relax for a while, and then reread your remarks and ask yourself if you were on the receiving end of the note. Would a working solution occur based on the wording and tone of the email you're writing? Review the sender's email to verify you are interpreting their message correctly. When in doubt, pick up the phone and call that person to verify the sender's information. Colons tend to send an immediate, unwelcome feeling to any email. Emails with typos are not taken seriously or could degrade the person's intelligence level. Type complete sentences and use correct sentence structure. The use of thank you, please, how are you, and other niceties are always proper communication techniques and relevant to every form of communication. Replying to all in an email should only be used as requested.